Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is the structure of the atom. We should have a pretty good idea how the atom is formatted so far. What we're going to do is sort of combine all of the ideas that we've taken, all of the advancements in atomic theory, and show where we are right now with it. So we now know that all atoms consist of a dense, heavy, central, positively charged core called the nucleus. So the nucleus is always in the center of the atom. The nucleus is composed of the positively charged protons and the neutrally charged neutrons. There is one exception. The hydrogen atom only has one proton and zero neutrons, even though there's isotopes that differ a little bit, and we'll take that later. So the nucleus is in the middle. That is where most of the mass of the atom is going to reside. The protons and the neutrons are far heavier, almost by a factor of 2,000 to 1, than an electron. The electrons are found in the electron cloud. So we have developed the idea, first, that there are electrons. Two, those raisins in the plum pudding that Thompson developed, which would be inside the mass of the atom. Then Rutherford's idea that there are outside somewhere. Onto Bohr's planetary model, where they orbited the nucleus. Onto the development of the mathematical development of quantum theory, which said that these electrons are residing in orbitals. More about that next chapter. But we call it the electron cloud. So they're not in a fixed position. So these electrons are moving. They're not always the same distance. Well, we have a few other words we want to take. The atomic number, very important number in chemistry, is the number of protons. So pretty simple. So carbon has six protons. The atomic number is six. The reason that atomic number is so important is because that defines the element. So if an isotope of, let's say, uranium, they're all going to have 92 protons. They might have differing number of neutrons, and there's quite a few isotopes of uranium, but they're all going to behave like uranium because they have 92 protons. If it has a different number than 92, then it's not uranium. So the atomic number defines what the element is. All carbons are six, all uraniums have 92 protons, all oxygens have eight protons. The atomic number has a symbol. You'll soon learn, if you haven't already, that chemistry loves symbols. And the symbol for atomic number is Z. Why Z? I'm not sure, but it is. Right? That's a standard abbreviation for atomic number, letter Z, capital, by the way. And that's simply the number of protons. Then we have mass number. Now, the mass number of elements can change because the number of neutrons can change. So mass number is the number of protons and neutrons combined. So for carbon 12, there would be 6 protons and 6 neutrons. In carbon 14, there would be 6 protons and 8 neutrons. That number of neutrons differing is going to change the properties of the atom, but it's still going to be carbon. For instance, we know that we have carbon 14 in our bodies. All living things breathe. We eat carbohydrates and other materials that contain carbon, proteins and fats. And some of the atoms in those carbohydrates, in those carbon-containing foods, are carbon 14. And so the mass number, the number of protons and neutrons, symbol capital N, is going to change, there's going to be a variety of them in each atom, and each one of those is a separate isotope. Well, we have a symbol and how to write all of these. We don't see them all the time. If we have to balance a nuclear equation, we might see them, and on occasion, they have a specialized use. And there is a diagram in the book. This is one of those things where looking at a picture is going to be a lot better than a podcast here on the following. But imagine you have element symbol X. So we have a large X. Well, there's four corners. There's an upper left and an upper right and a lower left and a lower right. A number written at each of those places has a meaning. In the upper right-hand corner, that's where the charge goes. So if it's positive 2, it has 2 more protons than negative electrons. It could be positive, it could be negative. If it's neutral, it's rare to put a 0 there. You just leave it alone, and that's assumed that it's a neutrally charged species. Remember, all atoms are electrically neutral. Ions have charges, atoms do not. In the upper left-hand corner, we have the mass number. The mass number, once again, is the number of protons and neutrons combined. In the lower left-hand corner, we have Z, the atomic number. Sometimes, for word processing ease, the atomic number is left out. So, you could still solve for it, though, because the atomic number doesn't change with the element. So let's say you had silver, Ag, and there was no atomic number written in, but you needed that to, say, balance a nuclear equation or do some other work. You have a periodic chart, and you could look that up. All periodic charts must have an atomic number. That is probably, that and the symbol are really the only two things that a periodic chart needs to have. All the other stuff is just for convenience. And due to word processing, sometimes it's hard to write a mass number and an atomic number just right on a basic word processing like Microsoft Word. So, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of the structure of the atom. Remember that you could get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this topic when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.